Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Vernon Mahubal back with us, author, of course, and expert on palm reading. He is the founder and director of the Palmistry Institute in Los Angeles. In 1979, he began formal training in Vedic. That's Eastern cosmology, which took him to India, and many times he was there. He combines both Eastern and Western astrological disciplines in his practice. He continues new research all the time, particularly within the field of dermatologic graphics. What the heck is that? That's fingerprint biometrics, isn't it, Vernon?
That is dermatoglyphics.
Dermatoglyphics.
Dermatoglyphics, skin and glyphics, symbol, the symbols on our skin, fingerprints.
You know, Vernon, with 7.8 billion people on this planet, and they say that no two fingerprints are alike, how do they know that?
Well, I think palmists can also help in that. It is true. I mean, we have 10 fingerprints on our 10 fingers, and even with those, they're all completely different on everybody's hand. There isn't a single fingerprint that's the same as another. There are 6 major, let's say, fingerprints, but there's hundreds and hundreds of different subcategories. So they individualize us. And the interesting thing is that the New Age, the mind-body-spirit world, they always explain how we are all one, which is true, part and parcel of the divine. But more importantly, we are individualists. We're individuals. So we're simultaneously one and different. We're one in that we are part and parcel of God. We're different in that God made us individuals. So these fingerprints individualize us. So on a scientific level, they're sometimes called the biometrics of the hand. These dermatoglyphics, George, are actually biometrics. And even health practitioners, naturopathic health practitioners, can look at different health aspects from the fingerprints.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the left hand and the right hand are totally different from each other in terms of fingerprints and palm prints?
They are completely different from each other. And the reason is the left hand deals with our subconsciousness, and the right hand deals with our consciousness. So the right hand deals with, let's say, how you deal with the world, how you navigate the world, how you approach the world, and how you get things done in the world. The left hand deals with who you are as an individual soul. In other words, I will look to a person's left hand to see how they are when they're just by themselves. that's the true record of our emotions and our feelings and our individuality. And so in a technical way, the left hand is ruled by the right brain, and the right hand is ruled by the left brain. So one is a conscious and what is the subconsciousness, and they're completely different, George.
Tell us a little bit about the method you use for some of the predictions and trends that you work on using fingerprints and palms.
Well, on a social level, if you keep seeing things repeated within people's hands over and over, you're going to be able to make predictions about what's happening in the social world. So, for instance, if you see people who are in the tech industry and they're doing better and better, you can tell that the tech industry is doing well. If you see, let's say, repeated patterns of like health trends, good and bad, you can tell what diseases are out there, what diseases are being cured, that type of thing. So if a palmist can read 2-3 hands a day, they're going to be able to come up with a bunch of research socially on what's going on out there.
Well, when you look at like 2021, and we're going to get into that in a moment, whose palm do you use to determine what kind of year we're going to have? The individual, or do you do something blanketly?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. In other words, you have to, I can only read one hand at a time, but if I was to continually see the same situation happening, for instance, maybe 6-7 months before, let's say, this lockdown hit, I was seeing something that I thought was a power grid going down or the electrical power going down. I didn't know what it was. It didn't seem to me like a disease. I didn't see any clue to that. It just seemed everything would be shut down. I did see an economic squeeze. So I read it as something where people would be actually in lockdown. So I didn't really know that it would be a disease, but I kept seeing this over and over. In other words, after February, March of that year of 2020, I just saw that people would be suffering, and also they would feel also imprisoned in a sense. So psychologically, so like I say, George, I just thought people were going to stay at home.
Right.
Because they wouldn't have any power. So that's an idea of how I saw these repeated things. Every time I looked at somebody's hand, I said, oh, my God, their business is not going to do very well, and they're going to be sad, and they're going to be gloomy, and what's going on? There's no movement here. I didn't see much activity. That's how I read it.
How in the world can a person's hand that he had or she had from the moment of birth determine their outcome in future?
Well, you know, that's interesting, Jerry, because the Navajo Indians have a legend that they say that at about 7 months, God blows his breath on the child in the womb on the hand, and it becomes the fingerprints. And so these fingerprints are actually a record of our previous life talents and abilities. So these fingerprints never change. Even if you try to alter it, it'll grow back again. It may take a while.
To its original state.
Yeah, in other words, I saw a movie a long time ago. I don't know if it's actually true, but I saw a criminal. He actually cut off his fingerprints and turned them around, and still they grew back again.
Or they try to use acid to burn them off or something.
Exactly, but you know, they'll grow back again because the soul is the one that is sending the signals to our hand, and it will grow these finger patterns back into play. So the entire life purpose, George, of a person is written on a person's hand when they're 7 months in the womb. When a child is like let's say, a few months old, maybe even a year, it's very hard to look at their hands because, you know, they don't keep them open very long. but definitely, the entire destiny of the human being is on that little boy or girl's hand.
Interesting.
As soon as they're born. Even at 7 months in the womb, it's all there. Their talents, what they did in their previous life, their destiny, the challenges that they'll have, it's all there in miniature. It's like an astrological chart, George, that's in right on the hand.
What about your footprints? You have, you know, footprints that look like palm prints on the bottom of your feet.
Yes, we have fingerprints on our feet, and we also have a few signs and symbols, but they mainly have to do with health. So I've been trained in the system that pretty much anything you can see on the feet in the world of health can be seen on the hands. But the interesting thing is, great personalities like saints and sages, yogis, yoginis, very, very elevated saintly people have very interesting signs and symbols on their feet also along with their hands. They have the symbols of a trident or different auspicious symbols. They're also there on the feet.
Well, with Vernon Mahubal, his website, palmistryinstitute.com. Of course, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. He's got a couple books out, including the Palmistry Cards and Talked to the Hand as well. How did you get involved in this, Vernon?
When I was 17 years old, in high school, I saw a book on palmistry. And pretty much it hooked me. I started reading this book, and I started just to look at my friends and, let me see your hand, let me see your hand. And they all thought I was nuts. What are you doing, you know?
Huh.
But after I left high school, maybe just a few years after that, I actually met someone who became my palmistry mentor, and he taught me everything. And I came to it, in a sense, I have to say, literally as a skeptic. I wasn't skeptical of it, but I came to it as a skeptic, and I used to watch my mentor. His name was Patrick. I used to watch him read hands on a table on St. Mark Street in Lower Manhattan, and I watched him give readings to people, and I was fascinated. I mean, he asked me to sit next to him and watch him. And I must have watched them for hundreds of hours giving readings. And I was just absolutely amazed and flummoxed about how accurate the information he was giving in just maybe 10, 15 minutes. And people would even say, oh, my God, Patrick, you're telling me more than my psychologist has told me in 20 years, or you're telling me more about my career than the career consultant at the local college. And I was just astounded. So he became my teacher for 5 years, and I learned the Western Astrological System. And then I went to India many times to learn what they call the Vedic system, which is also a great system. It's a more spiritual system. It's a more accurate system in regards to timing. But the Western and the Vedic system, if combined, they work beautifully together. And ultimately, what is palmistry? It's just like looking at an astrological chart, except it's on your hand. Whatever an astrologer can see, we can also see. But I like palmistry better. I'm a little biased because there's an element of intuition that is built in to reading a hand. And so you can see
right.
Planetary energies, but then at the same time you can read around the planet, so to speak, because the hand radiates a tremendous amount of psychic ability, and it's because it's coming directly from the soul. So you're reading the soul's energies. It's a very intimate aspect of astrology.
Let me ask you an after-the-effect question, and that is, had you been able to read a number of people who were in the World Trade Center prior to 9/11/2001, maybe 100 people, if you read their palms, would you?
No question.
Would you have seen something?
Yeah, you would see that. You would see that unfortunate thing happening, and of course, any palmist would say, "Hey, this is kind of in your destiny. don't be anywhere around there. But yes, you would absolutely 100% see that.
Now, what would you see physically on the palm to give you that kind of understanding or reading?
Well, depending on the planetary aspects, you would, let's say, see a line ending or a particular inauspicious sign, and it would really even tell you the date almost. In other words, within just a few days. So yes, you can actually see. And this is part of a palmistry also, to help people when they are coming into contact with a very difficult situation, whatever that might be, health, career, relationship changing, location stuff, to forewarn a person. As they say, forewarned is forearmed. So that's part of the duty of a palmist, to say, hey, you're not in the right career. You're not with the right person. You're living not in a good place. And our job is to realign people so they're doing the work that they're born to do, so that they'll be successful. And I can definitely say 95% of the people that visit me are not really doing the work that they're meant to do. In other words, the work that they're born to do. And that's why they come to people like me, because they're not fulfilled. So, you know, George, so a lot of times people say, well, you know, we're talking about the whole 9/11 thing. People say, well, what do you say, if you see something bad in somebody's hand? What do you say? Will you tell them? And I'll say that actually the things that I see bad in a person's hand, quote unquote, is that they're in the wrong job. They're wasting their time doing the wrong line of work.
And you lay it out there for them. You tell them. I know you do.
It's my job. I have to. My happiness is to be able to tell people, this is what will make you a strong person. This will rise you above your challenges. This will help you to slay your dragons. You know, most people go to psychologists or therapists for years, and they still don't know what's going on with them. Whereas with the hand, it's a metaphysical tool. It goes right down into the heart. The heart is relaying this information directly into the agency of the hand. And within 15, 20 minutes, we can tell a person, hey, you're meant to be an architect. Go to architectural school. You're not meant to live in Miami Beach. You're supposed to live in Toledo, Ohio, or something like that. That's our job, to make people great, to make people, as I think Aristotle once said, consciousness of our powers increases them. So the job of the palmist is to let a person know what are their true talents, what are they here to do, what are their talents, what will make them not only materially happy, but spiritually happy. And that's a big part of palmistry also, to let a person know your true identity is a spiritual identity. And that spiritual identity has a distinct individuality that's completely different than the billions and billions of other souls on this planet. We're one in spiritual substance, but we're different in that we have our own distinct purpose. And that's the higher principle of palmistry, to really help a person to understand what is their spiritual calling, what is their emotional and spiritual and metaphysical calling. So once we know that, we can go beyond all the problems of this material world. They just become ephemeral, really. I mean, we have to deal with all the difficulties and struggles in this material world, but we'll happily go past them if we know our spiritual direction.
Do people ever take a Xerox copy of their hand and then send it in to you? Does that,
I do that a lot.
That works?
I ask people to put their hands on a Xerox, send it to me, because the Xerox copies And they have to mail them to me, because if they're put on the internet, it erases my intuition, if you will.
Yeah.
But yes, the Xerox copies, they hold this intuitive aspects, and then I may ask a person for a photo or two of their hands. They could just text it to me or something. And I'm armed with both. I'm armed with the photo of the hand, which gives me the astrological, the hard scientific aspects of the astrology, and then also I have the photocopy with which gives me the intuitive aspects. So that's the beauty of palmistry. In other words, but if I read a person's hand in person, then it's all there.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.